With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S. warns Americans to leave Venezuela immediately as armed militias set up roadblocks. More details on the story from reporter Bernie Bennett.
According to the U.S. Embassy in Caracas, a new security alert issued Saturday urges Americans in Venezuela to leave the country immediately, citing security concerns and the U.S. government's inability to provide emergency assistance. The embassy said in a January 10 security alert, quote, U.S. citizens in Venezuela should leave the country immediately. The warning cited reports of armed groups operating on Venezuelan roads. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
There's a new warning for protesters in Iran.
Iran's attorney general is warning that anyone taking part in anti-government protests will be considered an enemy of God, a charge that in Iran is punishable by the death penalty. Despite Iran cutting the nation off from the internet and international telephone calls, short online videos are being shared by activists. They say show protesters chanting against Iran's government in the streets of Tehran. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump working Friday to secure some $100 billion worth of U.S. investment in kickstarting Venezuela's oil capacity.
And the people of the United States are going to be big beneficiaries because we're going to be extracting, you know, numbers of, in terms of oil, like, you know, few people have ever seen, actually.
Venezuela has the world's largest proven reserves of crude oil, but capacity has been severely diminished over the past 20 years. Authorities have charged a 24-year-old man with murder after six people were killed in a series of related shootings Friday night in northeast Mississippi. Clay County Sheriff Eddie Scott said the victims, some of whom were family members, were shot at three separate locations Friday. One of the victims, a seven-year-old child. Authorities identified him as Derek Moore. He faces first-degree murder charges. This is SRN News. Two more hospitals are getting out of the transgender business.
Under threat of an investigation by the Trump administration, both Children's Hospital Colorado and Denver Health have announced that they will no longer give children puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Neither facility had been performing sex change operations. With President Trump vowing to prevent taxpayers from footing the bill for life-changing surgeries on kids, a growing number of hospitals are quitting the practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Next week, the Supreme Court will hear a case over state restrictions on which school sports teams transgender students can join. The justices will review lower court rulings that overturned laws in Idaho and West Virginia that bar males from competing against females in school sports. The fight over this issue is a national one, playing out both at the state and federal levels. More than two dozen states have enacted laws designed to keep males off female teams, and a number of these statutes have been challenged in court. This is SRN News. There are some possible signs of life in a landfill collapse in the Philippines. We get more on the story from correspondent Donna Warder.
Rescuers in the central Philippines say they've detected signs of life following the collapse of a huge mound of garbage at a landfill. At least four workers are dead and more than 30 are still missing. 12 workers have been rescued since Thursday's collapse. Amarita Haynor is not as fortunate. She says, "My son is there. They already saw him and he was being retrieved. But his remains are still pinned down." Dozens of rescuers are racing against time to find more survivors. I'm Donna Warder.
Minnesota leaders urging protesters to remain peaceful as demonstrations coverage on a Minneapolis park to protest the fatal shooting of a woman a few days ago. More online at srnnews.com.